Welcome back. We're going to pray with some scripture to sing our way through these difficult days in which maybe our world is kind of going up in chaos and in a little bit of a crisis. So let's praise God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and trust Him to get us through it. Amen. If it's all right by you, I'd like to start with a shortened divine office, and then we'll go into the readings for the Mass and just read them kind of reflectively.
Ora Spiritu, mentes tuorum visito, in me super gratiam, quae tu creasti.
Reason, the souls of thy people, fill with grace from on high the hearts which thou hast created.
Iceris paracritus, altissimi donum Dei, fons vivus in his caribus, et spiri alnis uns.
Thou who art called the Comforter, gift of the Most High God, living fount, fire, love, and unction of souls.
To set thee for his munere, Virtus Pater mene dextere, turite promissum patrum.
Sevenfold in thy gifts, finger of the Father's right hand, thou promised truly by the Father, giving speech to tongues.
Accende urem sensibus, in funde amorem cordibus. In firma nostri corporis, virtute firmans perpetui.
Inflame our senses with thy light, pour thy love into our hearts, strengthen our weak bodies with lasting power. It's a beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit.
Ostem repellas longinus, pacemque dones protinus, ductore sic te previus, vitem nus omne noxibus.
Drive far away the enemy, grant peace at all times, so under thy guidance may we avoid all evil.
Perteciamus da Patrem, nos camus atque filium, teque utriusque spiritum, credamus omnitem corde.
Grant us by thee to know the Father, and to know the Son, and thee, Spirit of both. May we always believe.
Deo Patris sit gloria, et Filio qui amor tuis, surrexit ad paratito, in seculorum secula.
And the final verse. To God the Father be glory, to the Son who rose from the dead, and to the Comforter for all ages. Amen. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that song. It's a beautiful classical part of our traditional song. Let's go over to the first song, really our only song for this shortened divine office, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, before whom shall I shrink? The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me. And I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him. Hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? A reading from the book of Judges. The people of God attempt to find a king is the caption the church has chosen. The Israelites then said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you, your son, and your son's son, for you rescued us from the power of Midian." But Gideon answered them, "I will not rule over you, nor shall my son rule over you. The Lord must rule over you." Now Gideon had 70 sons, his direct descendants, for he had many wives. His concubine, who lived in Shechem, also bore him a son, whom he named Abimelech. At a good old age, Gideon, son of Joash, died and was buried in the tomb of his father Joash in Ophrah of the Abinelzites. Abimelech, son of Jerubbaal, went to his mother's kinsmen in Shechem and said to them and to the whole clan to which his mother's family belonged, "Put this question to all the citizens of Shechem. Which is better for you, that 70 men or all Zerubbabel's sons rule over you, or that one man rule over you? You must remember that I am your own flesh and bone." When my mother's kin repeated these words, when his mother's kin repeated these words to them on his behalf, all the citizens of Shechem sympathized with Abimelech. "He is our kinsman." They also gave him 70 silver shekels from the temple of Baal of Beorath, with which Amalek hired shiftless men and ruffians as his followers. He then went to his ancestral house in Ophrah and slew his brothers, the 70 sons of Zerubbabel, on one stone. Only the youngest son of Jerubbaal, Jotham, escaped, for he was hidden. Then all the citizens in Shechem and in all Beth Milo came together and proceeded to make Amalek Abimelech, king, by the Tenebrith, at the memorial pillar in Shechem. When this was reported to him, Jotham went to the top of Mount Gerizim, and standing there, cried out to them in a loud voice, "Hear me, citizens of Shechem, that God may then hear you. Once the trees went out to anoint a king over themselves, so they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree answered them, 'Must I give up my rich oil, whereby men and gods are honored, and go to wave over the trees?' Then the trees said to the fig tree, 'Come, you reign over us.' But the fig tree answered them, 'Must I give up my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to wave over the trees?' Then the trees said to the vine, 'Come, you, and reign over us.' But the vine answered them, 'Must I give up my wine that cheers gods and men, and go to wave over the trees?' Then all the trees said to the buckthorn, 'Come, you reign over us.' But the buckthorn replied to the trees, 'If you wish to anoint me king over you in good faith, come and take refuge in my shadow. Otherwise, let fire come from the buckthorn and devour the cedars of Lebanon. If then you have acted in good faith and with honor toward Zerubbabel and his family this day, rejoice in Abimelech, and may he in turn rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come forth from Abimelech to devour the citizens of Shechem and Beth Milo, and let fire come forth from the citizens and from Beth Milo to devour Abimelech.'" Responsory prayer. "I will not rule over you, nor shall my son. The Lord will rule over you. Praise and honor, glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever. The Lord will rule over you." Second reading is our reading from tradition, from a treatise on the Lord's Prayer by St. Cyprian, bishop and martyr. After the gift of bread, we ask pardon for our sins. As the Lord's Prayer continues, we ask, "Give us this day our daily bread." We can understand this petition in a spiritual and in a literal sense, for in the divine plan, both senses may help us toward our salvation. For Christ is the bread of life. This bread does not belong to everyone, but is ours alone. When we say our Father, we understand that he is the Father of those who know him and believe in him. In the same way, we speak of our daily bread, because Christ is the bread of those who touch his body. Now, we who live in Christ and receive his Eucharist, the food of salvation, ask for this bread to be given us every day. Otherwise, we may be forced to abstain from this communion because of some serious sin. In this way, we shall be separated from the body of Christ, as he taught us in the words, "I am the bread of life which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats my bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is the flesh, my flesh, for the life of the world." Christ is saying then that everyone who eats his bread will live forever. Clearly, they possess life who approach his body and share in the Eucharistic communion. For this reason, we should be apprehensive and pray that no one has to abstain from this communion, lest he be separated from the body of Christ and be far from salvation. Christ has warned of this: "If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you will have no life in you." We pray for our daily bread, Christ, to be given us. With his help, we who live and abide in him will never be separated from his body and his grace. After this, we ask pardon for our sins in the words, "And forgive us our trespasses." The gift of bread is followed by a prayer for forgiveness. To be reminded that we are sinners and forced to ask forgiveness for our faults is prudent and sound. Even while we are asking God's forgiveness, our hearts are aware of our state. This command to pray daily for our sins reminds us that we commit sin every day. No one should complacently think himself innocent, lest his pride lead to further sin. Such is the warning that John gives us in his letter. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, the Lord is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins. His letter includes both points, that we should beg for forgiveness for our sins, and that we receive pardon when we do. He calls the Lord faithful because he remains loyal to his promise by forgiving us our sins. He both taught us to pray for our sins and our faults, and also promised to show us a Father's mercy and forgiveness. Responsory prayer. In you, Lord, is my hope, and I shall never hope in vain. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Look at my misery and suffering, and forgive all my sins. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Glory to you, O Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to teach you a very valuable prayer I found in a prayer book. Dear Holy Spirit, my God, teach me to speak wisely. Let me avoid useless thoughts and useless conversations. Help me to speak often for you. Grant that my words may never hurt men of goodwill. May my words always bring consolation to those in sorrow and guidance to those in need. Take my lips and make them yours. Take possession of my mind and make it an instrument of your goodness and a channel of truth. I hope to become a lover of silence who prefers to talk to God than to men. In my human conversation, may I always bring them closer to you, and you closer to them. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to have the Mass readings now, without all the extra prayers that I was doing before. Reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if only you would put up with a little foolishness from me. Please put up with me, for I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I am afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts may be corrupted from a sincere and pure commitment to Christ. For if someone comes and preaches another Jesus than the one we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it well enough. For I think that I am not in any way inferior to these super apostles. Even if I am untrained in speaking, I am not so in knowledge. In every way, we have made this plain to you in all things. Did I make a mistake when I humbled myself so that you might be exalted, because I preached the gospel of God to you without charge? I plundered other churches by accepting from them in order to minister to you. And when I was with you and in need, I did not burden anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my needs. So I refrain and will refrain from burdening you in any way. But by the truth of Christ in me, this boast of mine shall not be silenced in the regions of Icaria. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we have another psalm prayer, part of Psalm 111, 111. Alleluia. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company and assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their designs. Alleluia. Majestic in glory are his work. His justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. Alleluia. The works of his hands are faithful and just. Sure are all his precepts, reliable forever and ever. Wrought in truth and in equity. Alleluia. 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 You have received a spirit of adoption as sons, through which we cry, Abba, Father. Alleluia. 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 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble, like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So those are the readings. They do have a meditation. Thy will be done. The love of God consists in a perfect conformity to His divine will. If you love me, He says to His apostles, keep my commandments. Now the precise will of God is that we serve, honor, and tenderly love Mary. She is after the sacred humanity of Christ, the most perfect of His works. And what workman is there that is not pleased, that does not desire to have His works admired, praised, and held dear, especially the most excellent of them all, that on which He most prides Himself, since the praise and glory of the work redound to and are wholly converted into the praise and glory of the workman. Must it not be then most pleasing to God? Must He not desire that we love and esteem that work which He has made to show forth His omnipotence, His infinite wisdom and love, in which His labor and workmanship are so resplendent and bright that the saints have termed it a miracle of divine power? God commands us to obey our prelates and be subject to them, Hebrews 13:17. If then He wills and commands us to love, honor, and obey and serve our superiors even in this world, what love, obedience, and veneration must He not desire us to show to her who is our Lady and Mistress, the Queen of the world, and who with truth may say, by me kings reign and lawgivers decree just things. By me princes rule, and the mighty decree justice. Proverbs 8:15-16. That was an old 17th century reflection from a hermit, Dom Lobito. All right, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Let us pray that each of us might find consolation in a personal relationship with Jesus, and from His heart learn to have compassion on the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, grant Pope Leo wisdom, guidance, and protection. I want to pray a decade of the rosary since we have a little bit of extra time here. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. The mystery of thee, any mystery we like. But Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, another mystery related to whatever is moving in your heart after the scriptures we reflected on. Maybe the mystery, for example, of Christ preaching about the Our Father, part of his proclamation of the kingdom of God and call to conversion in the rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praying for your intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All right, I think I'm going to have to cut it off now, but I ask for plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for me and for the soul in purgatory. I give it in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I almost forget, it's a year, a special year, one that only comes around like every 25 to 50 years, a jubilee year in which we reflect on how Christ is our hope, and he makes us beacons of hope to others. So there's so many graces this year, just so many from that. You know, even more graces when you consider that we're transitioning to a new pontificate. And I believe truly, God is hearing our prayers. All the people who were hurt and felt very alienated under the last pontificate, I feel like God is really hearing your prayers. I feel like God is really offering us all the opportunity to reset our relationship, to start fresh. And, you know, it's offering us a great opportunity to renew the entire church from top to bottom, from beginning to end. This is a year where we have all the graces that we need. If we only try a little, God will keep coming out and like on the highways and the hedgeways and the scriptures to try to pull us back so that we can get over any bad habits, any bad systematic habits in the church. We have the opportunity during this year, I think, if we will it, if we go out and we do it, if we start working on it, we're going to see huge changes and huge renewal in the church. So I have to keep reminding myself that's what we're on target with. We're not just going day to day, class to class, doing nothing. So I hope that encourages you, and may God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.